we're redefining a category and we're calling it a 360 interactive because we believe in order to do a virtual event well, that isn't just a passive experience, you have to do things completely different.
You're listening to Business Lunch with Roland Frazier. This is your seat at the table.
Welcome to the show. This is Darren, the producer, and we are so glad you've tuned in. We've got a great episode for you today with Pete Vargas. If you don't know Pete, he's an author, speaker, and the CEO of Advance Your Reach, and he helps entrepreneurs leverage stages and speaking to grow their business. He's responsible for booking over 25,000 stages across the world. So as you can imagine, Pete has been forced to transition all of his workshops and their huge live events into virtual events during this pandemic. But as you will hear, he's not sad about it. His passion and positivity will lift you up as you face the pivots and challenges of your business right now. So be sure to share this episode with your entrepreneurial friends and hit the subscribe button on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening. And let's get stuck in.
Hey, Pete. What's up, man? How are you?
Doing fantastic. It's a real treat to have you here, Pete, because I know that you have had some challenges because, like us, you had some pretty significant live events that were scheduled, and you've got a million speakers as clients. I mean, you're working with everybody, all the major people out there, and a lot of people that have these giant events that people have never even heard of, but have you know, events with 2,000, 3,000, 5,000 people. And so I love that you're taking the time to come here. I love how you've been supporting your community, and I really appreciate you spending time with us today. Actually, first, just for anybody that doesn't know you, will you give a little bit of info about PV3 and Reach?
Yeah. So, hey, my name is Pete Vargas. The 1 minute of it is I was a youth pastor in Texas. I had a small youth group. I wanted to grow it, just like all of us are wanting to grow our business. And so I made a decision after that first Wednesday night when there were only three girls there. I thought, man, I got a lot of work to do. And I think a lot of people feel that way right now and what we're happening and the pivoting that's taking place. I completely empathize with what people are going through. Roland's aware of this, but we lost $4 to $5 million of top line revenue in the month of April and May because of what happened. And Roland's been a huge influence and role model on me, just in helping me, not just over the last few weeks, but this last few years. And so I was a youth pastor and I thought, how am I going to grow this youth group? And I brought in speakers and it grew from three kids to 800 kids in a short period of time. Here's what I want to say about this. And I think this is so relevant to today's time. One of the speakers came in, he transformed my dad and I's relationship completely. My dad heard him. And for the first time in 20 years, after being an extremely abusive dad, my dad asked me for a second chance to do things right, which is an amazing story in itself. But the story that I really want to share is Daryl's daughter, the speaker, was killed at Columbine. And if anybody remembers April 20th, 1999, there was a fear in our nation. This was US specific, but there was a fear. Parents weren't sending their kids to schools for the weeks following. Everybody was pointing fingers. Everybody was scared, afraid, and blaming everybody else. It was like, it's their fault. It's the parents' fault. It's the movie industry's fault. It's NRA's fault. It's this person's fault. And what Daryl chose to do is rise out of that and literally go share a different message with the world. And because of what he did in the midst of this crisis, his message stood above what everybody else was down here arguing and bickering and fearful. And my heart hurts for what's going on in our world, but I don't think we should choose to stay in this mix right here. It's kind of like, how do we elevate ourselves and begin to share something so that on the other side of this, we're even greater as a result. And so Roland, he was the very first client we took on. We got him on the White House. We got him on Oprah Winfrey. We got him on big stages, physical stages, digital stages is what we call it in our vernacular. And yeah, we've booked every, you know, a lot of major stages the last 20 years. But what's happened with Advance Your Reach is Advance Your Reach is driven by stages. We have 40 workshops a year internally. So we help people understand how to communicate. We help them understand how to get their message out on bigger stages. And so we have 40 workshops ourselves that we run throughout the course of the year. Roland's been to some. And we all of a sudden overnight had to figure out how to transition those to making them virtual, which, by the way, about a week ago, I said, I'm really grateful for that because it's painful right now. But on the other side of this, what it just did for us by hosting our first virtual workshop yesterday, that got a 9.8 MPS score, 9.8 MPS score all virtually. Pat Quinn hit me up. He said, we're about to go worldwide with this. And we were thinking too small. And in the midst of this like crisis, because we were moving so fast, sometimes we think too small because of how fast we're moving. Yep. But what happened is now because of us having to slow down, I actually had gratitude in the moment of this crisis a week ago to say thank you, because not only are we going to redefine the way that virtual events look like in this world for our clients and for ourselves, starting with ourselves, we're also going to be able to add a worldwide component to the best of our products that we hadn't been thinking about because of how fast of a growth company we were. So Roland, we had to transition all of our workshops, which are $8,000, $9,000, $10,000 workshops. Yeah. And we had to transition our live event that we ended up not being able to postpone. We postponed it till next year, which is the same thing as canceling for us, but we postponed it till next year. And we promised an experience that I've never seen. And I think Dan is going to be excited and probably be able to chime in a little bit today too. But we've promised what we're redefining a category, and we're calling it a 360 interactive, because we believe in order to do a virtual event well, that isn't just a passive experience, you have to do things completely different. And so we took that into our workshops, but we're also taking that into our virtual event that we're doing for thousands of people at the end of the month. How do you take thousands of people, or how do you take dozens of people and create an experience that not only helps you navigate now, but also on the back end of this helps make you stronger as a result of that? And so that's the backstory really quickly.
Love it. So what have you found in, like, you're pivoting from those big events that were live to virtual now? Have you held any of the virtual ones yet?
So we tested one on Monday. Instead of rolling out with 2,000 people, we thought, let's test it with 200 people. And we tested a one-day version with it on Monday. And I have the analytics, 90%. We feel like 6 hours is the sweet spot. And it's not the 6 hours. It's what you do in between, before, and after. And during, like actually during. And we'll get to that. Like, I'll give people practical things that they can do that we're doing. But Roland, we had 90%+ of people stay the entire time. And what I would equate that to, for 6 hours, 90% of people don't stay in a room at a live event for the entire day. Like, I just, you know, I think about TNC and I'm like, you know, a lot of the networking is going out in the arenas, and I'm stoked to see the TNC dates rescheduled. I cannot wait. I'm texting everybody saying, it's on, let's go, get those tickets rekindled. We're going to be there. But Roland, that happens in a live event. So the fact that we only had 10% of people that we lost throughout the course of the day in 6 hours, it was an incredibly encouraging endeavor. And last minute, I needed to see how the market was responding to offers too. And so we presented an offer and we saw about a 15% conversion rate, really soft offer. And we saw about a 15% conversion rate, which I was really, really encouraged by. So
that's really great. So in the offer, you found about a 15% take rate is what you're saying?
So 50 of our top clients got to be in there, and they're current clients. So when you remove those clients out of there because they're already in a program of ours, a bigger program of ours, we saw about a 15% conversion rate.
That's really great. And what was the price point?
So you know our price points are 8, 15, and like 25,000. Those are our main price points.
Yeah.
So we rolled out a 5K program and we discounted it that day to around 4K. So it was a 4K program that day because we wanted to kind of get a gauge of the market.
That's pretty great though. And who were the attendees? Was that cold traffic, people that you already had, people that had signed up for another meeting, or what?
Yeah. So they were people who this was bonused into them for something in the past. So we had our 50 top clients that we let come and promote into Zoom as panelists. So they were the only ones, these are little nuggets throughout the time. Nugget one is the only people who got to come up and ask questions and see their faces were our top level clients. And the rest, we didn't take their questions because I want our top level, I want people to know that it's there's a benefit to that. But the rest of them was like bonused into something, Roland. So, I mean, they didn't have a big investment into it. They had purchased something, but it could have been something small It was all low ticket stuff that they had purchased that got them bonused into this.
Nice. That's really, really cool. So you also, you want to talk about kind of your idea behind the 360 experience?
Yeah, I love that. That's what I'm geeking out about. So a lot of people right now are talking about masterminds. And I think it's one thing to do a mastermind. And what I'm about to tell you with the 360 experience can be used in a mastermind, taking your mastermind virtually, or taking a big event virtually. My hope is that TNC next year, maybe not this year, but next year says, yeah, Pete, we don't want to do that live stream version anymore. We want to do the 360 interactive version. Like, that's my hope. And it's not just TNC, it's all big conferences. So the framework that we're, and by the way, we're pivoting. We're entrepreneurs, we're pivoting. We don't have it perfect or perfected, but we rolled it out to a 200-person event this week. And we then rolled it out to a 20 or 16-person event the last 2 days. The people in the 16-person event had paid a much greater fee, $8,000, $9,000 to be in that room, Roland. Zero cancellations, 9.8 MPS score, as I stated. So now we're doing it at the end of the event for thousands of people. So this is what we believe. We believe a 360 interactive means that you've got to engage all of their senses, 360 degrees of all of their senses. Mm-hmm. You cannot just engage their computer screen sense because it's going to be a passive audience. The problem, the great thing about live stream is it adds revenues to an event. The bad part of it, it's very passive. So how do we create a 360 interactive? I just sat down with my team and it was like it just started getting downloaded to me. So the first thing that you've got to do is you've got to get people to register for the event. But the things that we're doing, I'll tell you concrete what we're doing right now, is one of the things we're doing is we're taking an intake form ahead of time. And the intake form becomes really a mandatory piece of it because it's going to allow us to position them in the right breakout rooms when it's time to position them into breakout rooms. I'll come back to that here in just a second. And so we've got 7 to 10 questions. It allows us to put the right people in the right rooms. That creates magic in those rooms because when you create magic in those rooms, you create accountability and people's desire to want to come back for every session because they know they're going to be with those 5 to 7 people every single time. So
what kind of questions?
It's where they're at in their business. It's things they like, things they dislike, challenges they're having, those types of questions. So now you don't, I think it's tough to position people who are on two different wavelengths in their business in the same room because this person could get frustrated. And all I mean by that is revenues. They're just on a different chapter of the book. Somebody's in chapter one, somebody's in chapter 10. You want people in chapter 10 a bunch together. Like if Roland were in at an event and Roland paid a lot of money to be at an event or money to be at an event, and he's in a room with people who are just getting started in their business, it could be a frustrating thing if he's trying to soak in the experience. So you got to ask them questions about where they're at in their business, what's their strengths, what's their weaknesses, or what's their opportunities, what's their challenges, however you want to position it. And then all of a sudden, you begin to position people in these rooms. Now, this takes work, but you position people in these rooms that are at a similar place, and you try your dangest to make sure that people have the answer to the problems that those folks are facing somehow. It's not going to be perfect for us, but I've seen this done once where I was sitting next to the guy over here who had the answer to the problem I was facing, and I had the answer to the problem to the person to my left was facing. And so we're trying our best with the intake form, Roland, ahead of time to nail that structure.
Okay, that's great. So you take the intake form, and then what do you do?
So you engage them with their minds, you engage them with their thoughts. You then begin to engage like how we're going to roll out pre-work. And the pre-work is going to take less than 30 minutes of total time. It's like 7-minute videos. Okay. And I'll be shooting it in the weeks ahead. But I believe the key to pre-work is not education. It's to set them up for transformation. So the pre-work is all about preparing them of how to show up and what to expect. Making sure that you're actually dressing the part, making sure that you have your curriculum, which I'll talk about in a minute, in front of you with pens, making sure that you know that you're going to have 5 people who are in the same place with you in your business, that you're going to be in a breakout room that we've assigned you to, and the value that you get when we break you into 7 different breakout rooms throughout 3 days, 7 different times. Like it's preparing them mentally. It's not educating them. It's getting them excited and also getting them transitioned out of it's okay not to show up. That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to change the paradigm shift in their minds to get them to show up powerfully and engage and let them see the resources that they're going to have and how to show up powerfully. Everything from the setup, like we're even to the point, like if you have dual screen, have dual screen, lock your doors, but we're doing it in a powerful way. So that's the second piece, Roland, that we're rolling out is the pre-work ahead of time.
Okay. So now you do the pre-work and you get them into the meeting, and then what happens?
We're not even to the meeting yet. So the third thing that you do pre, so I'm all speaking pre now, okay? Pre, the third thing that you do pre, and I believe this is going to be the biggest game changing piece of it, is you send something physical that they can touch. Don't worry, we're going to get to their taste buds in a little bit, but you send something physical that they can touch in the mail. I believe Advance Your Reach is one of the best at this. Like, people can't believe with our $2,000 course, Roland, that we send a $40 box, but it's the $40 box that gives us 4% refunds. Like, who gets 4% refunds? We do, because of thinking through the pre, during, and post. Everything I do with any event or any stage is, how can I serve Deanna ahead of time before I'm on her stage? What can I do for Roland and Deanna while I'm there to knock it out of the park? And how can I help serve them after the fact? Everything is pre, during, and post. In this design of the event, it's the same thing. And so we send them this physical box. My instructional design team is working on the contents of it, the sourcing of it, the money of it, because people aren't paying a lot of money to be a part of this event. It's a $197 ticket, and we have a $797 option, which I'll talk about too. And we're sending them something physical. And the envelopes literally say on it, open up on this date, open up on this date and this time, open up on this date and this time. And it's basically our seven segments throughout the course of the time. But we're in the midst of, like, we got a print deadline, Deanna, like within 7 days, and they're creating all this. And remember, we just lost 9 months, like a lot of events did, of work. Now we're having to jam 9 months of new work into a new idea in 4 weeks. So we don't have all of it done, but we've already tested it with a couple of events. And so we're going to send this, and it's to engage their senses, and it does this. It gets them excited, and this is the first time on the cover of the event that we're asking them to go into the private Facebook group that's designed just for this event to start going and posting. I got my box, and this is why I'm excited, which now creates buzz in that Facebook group ahead of time. This is where the Facebook group will get buzzing and chiming and everything. First welcome email that we send to them, and we're in the midst of writing the whole welcome sequence. The first one wants to get them into this Facebook group, because we're also going to use the Facebook group at the day during the 3 days. Okay. So that physical box, that's the last part of, almost the last part of the pregame, Roland.
All right. What's next?
We're doing virtual check-in this year. Okay. We're going to do virtual check-in on April 29th on Zoom.
How are you doing that?
We're actually going to have, there's going to be onboarding scripts where we will have multiple team members. And as they come in, they'll check in, and then somehow my team is thinking through what are the different breakout rooms that we might want to send them to. So like, it's getting them prepared and onboarded. And we have a goal, Deanna, to have 50% do virtual check-in the day before. And then we're going to do virtual check-in the morning of as well. So you have to check in. Like, why would we not have them check in? And why would we not have them check in? And so we've got to do virtual check-in. So it's good. We're going to make some fun out of it. It's going to be music. It's going to be exciting. And by the way, we'll have like a coaching zone breakout where they can go set up like a time to meet with our team throughout the course of the week. Because throughout the course of the 3 days, we do have like a coaching zone where people can go have conversations about their business with one of my team members who will provide value, but also talk about our products and services as a solution to that. And so they can get, we might have them circulate somehow through a couple of things quickly, like 10 minutes of check-in, but we're not 100% through with that, but we will hook them with something that they get by checking in. And the last thing that I got to tell you about pre that I haven't told you is we're gamifying the whole thing, because people who get a certain amount of points throughout the course of the weekend, the biggest ones being in attendance for every session, the bigger ones being for being in attendance in your breakout room every time, the people who gamify that we're gonna be sending swag bags to and a bunch of goodies to after the week after the event, which, by the way, will also give us the opportunity to have follow-up conversations after the event as well. And so there's some strategic in that as well. But we're going to gamify the entire experience with Tally. And it's probably, it can get messy unless there's, I'm talking with programmers right now, and it could get messy if you don't have a program to do this. We might have to make it self-rated, kind of like turn in this at the end of the, you know, at a certain time by the week. But if we can't get a, tracking like software system to be able to do that, we're going to have them do it on their own. But we are gamifying things to give out prizes, awards, and we'll be doing that throughout the course of the weekend. But everybody, make sure this is what we came to as a team after 3 hours. Everybody gets the opportunity to earn something. Many people will get the opportunity to earn little things in between the event, but you want everybody to be able to shoot for something and make the thing that's the most important, which is showing up to the different sessions. So we're in the midst of this. The majority, we're 80% way there. If there's anything Roland's taught me, it's like, get, you know, MVP, get the MVP up. And the MVP in this case is a lot of work, but we will just add to the MVP. And we know things won't go perfect, but we're used to that. That's where we're at right now in the world. But we're testing it. We're testing it three times before we ever get there. We're testing different elements of it into the grand element of this. So
that's great. That's really awesome. Okay. So now we got them there. We talked, we kind of jumped a little bit ahead into the event. You've got the gamification, right? Once you're there, you've got breakout rooms. And how are you running and kind of coordinating the breakout rooms? I know there's, you know, like there's a little button down here where I can break everybody here out into multiple rooms, and I can do that manually. And I know you're doing that. And how are you thinking about that?
So let me tell you what we have to do. And we have some folks helping us with all the technology in AV, and I can't begin to explain it, but you can only have 200 people in breakout rooms at one time, 200 people per Zoom channel. We've done all of the due diligence on that.
And are you on, you're on enterprise, you're on the either 500 or 1,000?
Yeah, we're on the big one, but you can only have 200 people in breakout rooms no matter what level you're at.
Really? That's kind of an interesting, weird
one. I don't love it, but I mean, I've went everywhere. So if anybody can find, we've talked to them, we've seen it posted in their deal. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, I'm telling you, we'll pay you a whole lot more. And it's like, so I don't know what it does. So we have to intertwine 10 Zoom rooms together with some technology. And once we get through this, we'll make sure and get people. We're breaking this whole thing down because we truly believe that we're creating a product that the rest of the market's going to want in this. And so we're creating all the SOPs, all of the Rolodex, all of the stuff for people to be able to either do this as a standalone or add it to an existing live event in the future. But we have to bring 10 Zoom rooms together. And so my customer experience team is assigning all of the breakout rooms ahead of time. They're assigning all of the breakout rooms ahead of time. That's not happening in the moment.
Okay. So you've got, so you're just not sure how you're dealing with the 200 person limitation. Is that?
You can intertwine 10 different rooms together so we can have up to 2,000 people there.
Somehow, oh, okay. I see. So
there's a way with technology on the back end, which I don't want to begin to try to explain, that we can have up to 10 rooms, so we can have up to 2,000 people.
I see. So you can have 200 people per room.
That's right. Okay. You can have 200 people in breakout rooms per account like this. 200 people in different breakout rooms. You can break them out into 5, 7, 2, 100. But the most that can be there is 200 in all of the breakout rooms.
Okay, so to get 2,000, you need 10 accounts. Is that what you're saying?
10 accounts intertwined with technology somehow. That's exactly right. There's a very important thing that I want everybody to know. Some of our breakout rooms, we don't have enough team members. We believe 5 to 7 is the sweet spot. So we also believe we're going to have attrition. And we don't know the attrition until after the event does. So my team said, we're going to sell 2,200 tickets. By the way, we have 1,200, Deanna, that get the opportunity to transfer for free. So they get that as an added bonus for carrying over their ticket to next year. And then we're even giving them some outs to claim an upgraded ticket this year to get their ticket off the books for next year. I'll explain that in a minute, but I would rather take the AR off the books right now so we have an upgraded experience, an upgraded ticket, And that way we can maybe remove it. So they get the baseline ticket, which is $197 general ticket, but we have a VIP ticket. We have a VIP ticket at $1,497 and a general admission ticket at $497. And they're both starting at $197 and $797. And we're gradually working the price back up. So the VIP option ticket will help us allow people to say, yes, I want that, which means that I get, I'm forfeiting my ticket for next year to take that experience this year. And Roland, we're being very, very strategic with our team. We don't have enough team. So what I wanted to say is we're going to oversell it. My team said, let's sell 2,200. I said, no, let's sell 2,500 because I believe there's going to be a 20% attrition rate. I don't know that for sure, that don't show up at all. So yeah, I would, yeah. And so, and then the same thing will hold true in breakout. We'll probably add 8 to 10 people in the breakout because you will also get that same 20% attrition. And we're just going to have to play around and navigate. There could be some breakout rooms with 4 people in it, but it's not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing if there's 4 or 5. So play around. We're playing around with those numbers, but here's the thing that we're being very strategic about. So let's say we do 5 over 2,000. That's 400 rooms of breakout rooms. And I'll tell you how we're doing the breakout rooms in a minute. I wished we had 400 staff or 400 advocates to be in all of them, and we don't. Mm-hmm. But we have probably about 25 staff, probably about 10 sales reps, and probably about 15 or 20 of our customers that are like our champions, maybe 50 of our customers. And so we're being very strategic by putting the people who have invested the most amount of money, putting one of our team members in those breakout rooms. I hope everybody hears that. And so we know at the end of the day, we'll probably roll in when push comes to shove. Jed's going to tell me, Pete, we only have 40 people. So those 40 people will be in the 40 rooms that have the people who've made the biggest investment because they've made a bigger investment. And I want my team speaking into them because they've made a commitment to show up powerfully. So yeah, that's what we're doing with the breakout rooms.
Okay, I love that. And so in those breakout rooms, what will people be doing? Like, walk us all from, we're in the main room and now we're going to do a breakout.
Yeah, so I'm dancing, you know, I'm doing my moves on stage. All I do is win, win, win. I come up 3 days. I'm going to make it really simple. And then we can get into the weeds as much as you want. 3 days, 6 hours, 4 sessions. That's it. 4 sessions. 2 before lunch, 2 after lunch.
Yeah, 90, 90, 90, 90.
Watch, everybody. This is the framework. In the past, it's like Pete teaches for 89 minutes. I give 30 minutes to workshop at your table, 30 seconds to workshop at your table, and 30 seconds to be able to have shares at your table because you can teach more in a live setting, and it's not really that much. But this is the discipline, and we just did it this week. We did 4 workshop times. Teach for 40 minutes, workshop for 20 minutes. So, hey guys, session one's done. We're going to workshop time. You're going to meet your breakout. The people in your breakout room is who's going to be with you the rest of the weekend or the rest of the 3 days here. Remember the curriculum we sent? Open up at a certain time, at a certain day, and the pre-work that reminded them of all of these different things. So have all of your Thursday curriculum out. All right, we want you to open this up and we want you all to work through it quietly. We're going to have some music playing in your rooms and we want you to work through it quietly. And we're going to have them do workshop time for about 15 to 20 minutes to get this, whatever it is of that session done.
Oh, okay. So just so I can break it down. So you have 6 hours per day of sessions, right?
Yep.
And is that 660s or 490s?
Or? 490s. 490s.
Okay. 490 minute sessions. And then how you're breaking that down, 40 minutes of teaching right off the bat, or what happens first?
35 to 40 minutes of teaching, breakout rooms, 20 minutes of workshopping, 20 minutes of roundtable discussion around what they just workshopped. And we even are going to have certain things. We want them to reinforce the importance of what they just workshopped and validate and also give constructive criticism. So each person will go around and share for about 3 to 4 minutes.
Okay, so now you've talked for 40 minutes. You broke them out into the breakout rooms using the breakout feature, and you've got your top people in with the top people, which is super smart. And then in those breakouts, they're going to spend 20 minutes doing some assignment that you gave them in the 40-minute teaching session?
That came in direct mail, Roland.
Ah, okay. What if they didn't get the direct mail?
There will be a digital download because we promote really, really hard a certain deadline. And after this deadline, it's all going to be on a page. All of the curriculum will be on a page, on a dedicated page to that day, that day's curriculum. So one deadline of prices going up and why you want to get things done is because the direct mail piece, it blows my mind, guys. It blows my mind away. The way that people like to touch something in their hands. Like, it's just crazy. Everything that we send, there's something direct mail that just blows them away. So we're going to give a deadline of when that has to stop. And if they didn't get it, then they will have to go to a digital, to download it digitally and print it off. So,
okay. And could you give us an example of what something like that might be? Like what would the assignment be?
So like opening assignment is how do you begin to communicate and actually sell and market in this time right now? Like how do you actually communicate and sell and market? And so we're going to have them outline. We will have just taught them about how you actually design a signature talk in a time like this. Mm-hmm. And we'll have a one pager and they will have to begin to outline based on what they heard me and Pat just teach. And then as they outline it, they will then all share it. Their version of this communication for 3 minutes each, and then give 1 minute of feedback, and they'll go around to all five of them and begin to do that. We'll build some buffer time in. I don't have all of the PAG done.
No, I know. I'm just trying to get a feel for where your thoughts are.
So watch this. This is why this is huge. You don't want to make it so academic. The academic is the workshop time. Make the conversational time the heart time.
Yeah.
Okay. Academic, get something done, left brain, workshop, but the conversation they have needs to move them to draw them together. We tested this with 20 rooms. I told my team it was going to be a home run. I have the recordings of the Zoom room that we did this in, and one by one, group by group, I was like, so who did y'all vote? We won't do this at this event. Who did y'all vote as the biggest, the best signature talk? And all of the rooms shared who they voted the best one. And then they all talked about how moving it was to hear from all of them and what all of them were doing in their business. And then they talked about how they were this close-knit family and tight-knit commit family. This was something we did a few months prior. All of those groups that were now coming to Reach Live were the ones staying in the same rooms, wanted to sit at the same tables.
Yeah.
And so it's your key to bond them in that. And that's where the conversation, too many people are going to want to just do workshop time. The conversation is critical. It's critical. People want to be heard. Make sure that you lead that. And then Roland, we're giving them timers in the breakout room. Like we're controlling all of that from the main room. You got this much, you got this much. All right. And then we're bringing them back into the main room to put the ending cap on that session. And I will bring a couple of them up on the big screen in relation. Like we have the entire screen of 2,000 people on our screen, or at least that's what we're trying to pull off right now, where I can see them all through the course of the day, like just look up there and say, hey, Deanna, what's going on, Roland? Because we want to make it feel like that. And the more you do that, and the more you bring them up on the big screen to say, hey, I want to hear from two or three of you that were really moved by one of the people in your room. What was it that they did that moved you? Or what was it that they said that you loved about their product suite? Or what was it that they did that they're going to do in their sales and marketing plan that you think everybody needs to hear about? These are all obviously future sessions throughout the course of the 3 days. And we'll bring two or three people up on the screen to reinforce and close out that session powerfully. Gosh, man, I'm so excited, man. I am so excited.
Okay, so let me just get the last bit. So we did the 40-minute, 35-40 teaching. We did the 20-minute breakout thing. Now, is the last 20 minutes you are bringing them all back together?
Conversation. They all had conversation. So actually,
just in case I missed it, because it's a lot and you're really super smart and you're going fast and I love that. 35 minutes of teaching. Then did we go to the workshopping from the direct mail thing after that, or was it a conversation?
35 minutes of teaching,
right?
20 minutes of workshopping.
Okay. Then 20 minutes of conversation.
20 to 25 minutes of conversation.
And the conversation is around, is that facilitated? You tell them what to talk about?
Yep, we tell them what to talk about. Yeah, we introduce that and tell them that you all are going to go around and do this each after you're done workshopping before we release them into their rooms.
And that's breakouts, takeaways. I mean, that's breakthroughs, takeaways kind of stuff.
Yeah, breakthroughs, takeaways, or it's around what they just workshop together. Because remember, Roland, I just taught for 35 minutes. And now let's pretend these 9 of us on the screen are in a breakout room. Let's pretend I just got done with the teaching with all of us. Okay. Now there's all of us in here in the breakout room. If I have a team member in there, which are the people who made a bigger investment, they'll say something. But right now, from the main platform, and they can hear me too, I'll say, you got 20 minutes to go to work. Ready, go. And all 9 of us are just going to be working with a little background music right now for right. about 15 to 20 minutes. And right. then we'll see a popper come up that says 5-minute warning. And then, all right, everybody, we're done. Now you go around and each of you share for 3 minutes around this. And right. then I want you all to give 1 minute of feedback or constructive criticism or just constructiveness to them. And most of these will be around what they just worked on. So they can actually flesh it out and have conversations and talk it out with the people in their group. All right, ready? 3 minutes on the clock. Somebody pick who's number one. Ready? Go. And then we'll run a 3-minute clock rolling for that time for them to be able to have conversations in their rooms. And then once we're done with that time and everybody's gone, we'll all come back into the main room, because there's not a main room, but the main room, everybody on one screen. And I'll bring up 2 or 3 people that will say, gosh, man, Pete's story was great. Or Roland talked about his signature talk, and this is what I loved about it. Just so I can reinforce the whole session with 3 or 4 people that like are really powerful on the big screen, which, by the way, now gets people interactive on the big screen. And you got 50% of the people that actually want to be up there, 50% that don't, which now does something subconscious that I might be one of the ones on the big screen, you know, through the course of the next 3 days. I love that. So I've captured 50 of them. 50 of them don't care. They'll never volunteer. But yeah. Now I get 50% of the audience that also knows, this is brain science, by the way, that also know over 3 days, there's probably a good probability that I'm going to be called up there. Interactivity, engagement. That's why we do that. And it also reinforces that teaching session. It brings that teaching session to a full wrap. And now we go on a break.
And how long are you going to do breaks?
We're tinkering around with all of the calendar. When I get the final PAG, because this is a whole different type of PAG that I've never experienced, but it's probably going to be about 20-minute breaks. And then we'll come back and do the same thing all over again with a different piece of topic, Roland. And we'll do it all over again before lunch. And then it'll take us into lunch. So when I say, let me back this up. When I say 6 hours, I'm talking about them being 6 hours with us, because we're also going to give an hour and a half lunch break, or an hour or an hour and a half. I'm not sure. That's not final, but that's not part of that 6 hours, just so everybody hears me. That's not part of the 6 hours. But here's what we're going to do for lunch. We are actually going to have mastermind lunches where if you want to sign up and talk with my team around how do I do my sales and marketing better, or how do I create my product suite better, or we're categorizing different mastermind lunches and we're asking people to bring their food. And one of the prerequisites is your camera is always turned on unless there's an emergency happening in your home. Like that's how we prepared them in the pre-work. So we're going to have mastermind lunches, and we're considering bringing in some bigger guests to maybe come be a part of those lunches to like just elevate the like, wow, so-and-so is going to be in a mastermind lunch. We're playing around like if we brought a bigger name, do the VIPs only have access to that one? We're thinking about maybe bringing a VIP, like a bigger name just for our VIP ticket holders, which will be an enhancer to our VIP ticket. And then just having my internal team facilitating all of the different breakout rooms around their subject matter expertise mm-hmm. and having lunch together as, you know, in rooms. I'll go take my break. I'll get recapped for the afternoon's 2 segments of the day, but that's what we're going to do at the lunch hour, Roland.
So you're going to do 90 minutes break, 90 minutes lunch, 90 minutes break, 90 minutes, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, we're doing at the. It's super, super smart. I always learn when we chat, and it's always wonderful, which is great. And one of the things, other things that Richard said that made me think of something, and I'll tell you some of the stuff we're doing too. In the event we're doing in a week and a half for War Room, right? He said, so the breakout is the new hotel bar, pool, or lobby, and I don't think that's the case. I think the breakout is specifically where people are getting together to do workshopping. Which leads me to wonder if it would make sense to have a lobby or a room called Hotel Bar that was done through a separate account. And I'll tell you how we're doing the multi-stage thing with War Room. Because if somebody, now part of you would say, well, I don't really want to give them the opportunity to do that because I want them in the rooms doing the work. But the other part is, the truth is, you can't keep everybody in anyway. So maybe you just acknowledge that there's always LobbyCon, you know, going on while you're doing your event. And so maybe you do allow people, but you would have the added benefit. Like you could say lobby bar or bar or whatever, and people could go there if they couldn't be, for whatever reason, couldn't get themselves to stay in the main event or they needed a break or whatever. But, and then you have the ability to facilitate there. So you can manage people that are spamming. Like we had somebody on Facebook a minute ago when we were doing Brad Weimert spamming for their merchant account service, even though he's a merchant account provider, you know, and you just basically gone. I do like that idea. And so we're running multi-stage for War Room because it's always done as effectively a three-stage event. So we're basically doing the curriculum on the page and then separate Zoom accounts where our different speakers will be. They will be having breakouts for workshop, you know, sessions. Like, so we'll have main session, like we always do main room. We'll do breakouts like we do breakout groups when we're doing War Room to write your 90-day letter or those kinds of things. Then after that, we'll have somebody that gets up and speaks effectively for 15 or 30 minutes like they always do. But just like we always do, we'll have another room that will have me, Ryan Dice, or Richard Lenner, or Perry Belcher doing just straight masterminding. And then we'll have the third breakout room where the last speaker goes to get specific questions for deep dive. So we're trying to deliver as much of that original experience as possible and doing it through one central page that then has the different Zoom accounts that allow people to do the multi-stage thing. Does that make sense?
100%. And I love that. What we need to consider probably having like a lobby. One thing that we are having is a concierge lounge that we want people, if they know anytime, we'll have more staff in there than any other place. Because if they ever get stuck, like, where's the sales and marketing room? Or where's this? Or where's that? We'll literally make sure that they get taken care of. And they'll have like a debrief sheet of exactly where to any place a person could possibly go. Because you know there's going to be tech challenges. Like, I'm pretty sure my grandmother comes to this, she's going to need a little bit of help because she's not going to be navigating well through this. And I wouldn't be surprised if she signs up because she's my biggest fan. But want to make sure that she knows, or anybody that has any tech issues knows, one room to go through. So we have like a main concierge that you can go to anytime if you're stuck or you're not sure what to do or something's weird. And so we do that. But I'll make sure and talk with Perry to see if he'll host our bar and our cocktail lounge, you know.
I love it. So. Heather suggested that maybe you get 0 points for lobby in the gamification plan so that there's a kind of a little disincentive to be there, the points in the other plan. And I think that's kind of cool. The code word is cool because if you have whoever your MC is, that's your moderator, like you always, you know, normally have a moderator when you're, or a speaker wrangler when you're doing those. If you announce the code word randomly throughout. So it's either going to be at the beginning of the session, the middle of the session, you flash it up if you can do lower thirds, which I believe you can, or the end, then that would be kind of cool because it would be a random appearance of the code. And that would really encourage people to be at those places.
I love that. I love that. So Roland, that's the rollout of what's happening on site is that's the same format. We are going to end early on day three. We're only going to do one segment after lunch on day three.
Okay.
But we will have mastermind lunches on day one.
Yeah.
We will have mastermind lunches on day two. So we're eating together. Yeah. And then we are talking about our programs and our products and our services. We are a one-stage room. And this is really interesting. We are actually gamifying that we're going to buy everybody lunch that does something. We're trying to get the minimum threshold where it makes sense, but we're going to buy everybody lunch on day three. And we will do that through an integration with DoorDash or a few of the different apps, depending on things. And this is the reason why we're going to, that's going to be rewarded based on attendance to the sessions. Like, and it might be perfect attendance, or it might be you can miss any session but session 8. No, but we'll figure it out. But we're working through that right now. But we want to award like a really cool lunch where we all come together on that final day. Now, this is what we're doing on the final day, and I'm really excited about this. Last year, we had about 150 people that came to kind of our version of War Room, which is completely different than War Room. It's more about helping people like work in through our workshops and our coaching and all of that. Yep. And we had an amazing lunch. And this year, we're going to have an amazing lunch. And the moment that they register, our team will not just be obviously processing things, but they're going to process like a bundle of digital stuff that they're going to send them. So it won't just be a DoorDash. It'll be a couple of books. It'll be like the curriculum for the accelerator program for that year. Like they're bundling. Jed's deciding on the moment you sign up, your accelerator box is going out in the mail, and they're used to boxes now because they got one. And at the moment throughout the course, we're going to have a private lunch for all of our accelerators that last day in one room. And then in another room, we'll have like the other lunch going on as well in the other room. So we'll have kind of two main mastermind lunches on that final day.
So one of the things too that you could consider doing that we're doing at ours as well is we're doing speaker dinners. So at War Room, we normally have topic tables and speaker dinners. So we have topic tables at lunch. So we're doing topic tables at lunch breaks for as breakouts. So we'll basically, people can sign up just like they could sign up at the back of the room for a topic table for lunch. They can also sign up for speaker dinners. And then so like if Ryan speaks or you speak or whoever's doing the sessions, then at night after the event, normally we would do a reception, right? And at the reception, we have, you know, the ability to have dinner with different people. But so we're doing actually, so you have dinner. So we're going to have dinner. We're going to basically hang out. We'll be, you know, here, we'll have our bottle of wine, whatever, and do the dinner, do actual speaker dinners. And that might be at a live event, might be an upsell because as you know, VIPs typically get access to a speaker dinner. So then you could assign them to tables to do that too. So another thought.
I love that. We wrestled with what we do in the evenings. So you guys know, you and Deanna know this, the rest of the crew wouldn't know this, but we're doing our big speak off on evening two. I think Deanna's there. She better be there, and we better have Roland there judging that too. But our up-level ticket allows people to speak on stage, and we've kind of, it's like an American Idol of speaking where here's what's interesting. The day before our event, the 100 speak off contestants come in and they get narrowed down to 30 and then they get narrowed down to 10. And on night two of our event, that's the only evening we're doing something in the evening, and we're positioning it as bring your family and all of you will be voting for the contestants tonight. All right. Pop your popcorn, bring your ice cream, and like bring your whole family tonight because we're going to have the speak off. And so the 10, that's when we're giving a lot of prizes, a lot of awards, and that's when we're actually granting 30 of our students different stages. And so, man, Roland, I'm just having an aha of why December TNC might now be better for us. Cool. All right. I just got a, you know what idea just popped up my mind. But we are giving away like 30 of our students some really great stages, like, you know, potentially TNC, but like stages of that caliber. So we have this big award ceremony and then the 10 finalists go all. Yeah. And that's the one session that we take everywhere. We live stream it. We run it to our groups. We tell them to share it. And we'll have tens of thousands of people that watch that. And these 10 people get major exposure that night. And obviously there's a panel of people who control events that are the ones tallying up the scores. And these people have now become, you know, no longer best kept secrets. Deanna was there last year and talent was pretty good, wasn't it, Deanna?
It was the most incredible thing I've ever seen. It was so good. I mean, you just did a really good job of coordinating it and then having all the different panels. I was lucky enough to be on the panel. that we got to do the judging. It was really cool. It was done very well.
Now, so guys, watch this opportunity. I just want you to see this. So the people, Roland, we had 100 people that signed up for the Speak Off. Tickets went right away this year. With this new virtual event, because of the breakout rooms with Zoom, I don't want to get into technicalities, but we can now actually take that number up to 160. So the 100 had the option to give up their VIP ticket for next year or do it this year. But the thing I got to tell them about this year, which is true, is there's actually going to be more event planners or people who have their own events judging this year, because there's no events going on. So we had like 70, 80, 90. We could have 150 this year.
Love
that. I want my boy, Mr. Silva, judging that night, all right? You hear me? I want you being one of the judges. You extended your stage to me. I want you being one of the judges. If any of you have events that you bring in speakers, come judge our Speak Off if you want. We'd love you. But Roland, I heard yesterday, as of yesterday, 75% are taking their Speak Off ticket this year versus next year, which that's is great. Really cool, because they'll get more experience and more exposure. So that's the only thing we're doing in the evenings. I was guarded. We think that you can over-program into the nights too much, and you just got to be cautious and careful. So we're just doing that on night two.
I think that's really fantastic. So for people to find out, how can they come to that event? How can they sign up? How can they get a hold of you? What are all the best ways for them to reach out and participate? And
I'll tell you, if you guys want to experience the event, like, I think it would help. It's all about building your business and pivoting in this crisis. I will tell you, the cheapest place to get a ticket, because the ticket, we don't have there's a page up, but we've been transferring our old tickets. Go to riseupworld.com, riseupworld.com. It's a challenge that we're doing right now. It's a free challenge. Ryan's in there. I was going to talk to Roland as well about it. I put it together really fast, but there is like it's a free challenge, but the upsell is like a $97 ticket to our event at the end of the month. And we make a one-time offer. So that's the cheapest place to get a ticket if you want to come, and it would serve your team. So like, after you opt in for the free challenge, there's the opportunity to get a one-time offer of a $97 ticket. And that's the cheapest place to get a ticket right now. So that's what I would encourage people to do. And I can get Deanna anything else as well. So,
okay. And then you've got a great podcast. It's called
Inside the Green Room with PV3. Yeah. Inside the Green Room with PV3. So
you guys should all listen to that. You should all go to Advance Your Reach. You should all go to riseupworld.com. Pete, thank you so much, man. You're brilliant. Always ridiculous value delivered. And I'm really excited in all the stuff we're doing together.
Yeah, man. I appreciate you guys so much.
Awesome. All right, everybody. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Pete.
Thanks,
bye.
Guys.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Business Lunch with Roland Frazier. If you're enjoying the show, let us know by subscribing and leaving a review. And for more information, go to businesslunchpodcast.com. Thank you for listening.
What if 3 days could change the course of your business in 2023? Get Scalable Live is where you'll gain great clarity on the next steps that will help you create the business, life, and wealth you deserve. Connect with business owners and entrepreneurs just like you, hungry for advice, proven strategies, and necessary connections to grow a business.
Literally, million-dollar conversations are happening in the hallways, in the bathrooms, across tables.
Get Scalable Live at Fairmont Austin, November 2nd through 4th. Tickets are on sale now at GetScalableLive.com.